there's still time. I mean, you can develop a narcotics dependency and then kick it.
You're not wrong. Second season. You're not wrong. You know, I've done pot once in my life, and it was recently because it's legal now. What I did not like about it is that I was in my back porch, basically on my back porch, like playing music, and I didn't realize that I'd started a song until I was about one third of the way through it.
Yeah, it fucks with your sense of time.
I'm a lightweight, is what it turns out, basically. I'm like a one and done with beer, and then in this one case. The only disappointing thing to me is I figured if and when the first time I did that, that I wanted to have a studio ready and to be writing and recording songs just to see how it affected my process. But to have someone else at the helm doing it. So, like, I wasn't trying to count on myself to also produce it, because I don't think that would go well.
Yeah. And for footage of that, you need to get on Glenn Case's Patreon.
There you go.
Amazing.
There are so many people that have said, if you ever do that, you damn well better invite me.
I think LSD is probably a better creative drug than pot.
Well, we'll see. I'm pretty sure that's
not legal. When they legalize that in Washington, then there we go. Get on that.
It's on. Yeah, it's on. Yep.
Hey, Glenn, have I ever told you my LSD story?
No, actually, you have not.
Do we have time for an LSD story
before we
all die of hunger and thirst?
Make it happen. Let's do it.
This will be our first 4-hour long podcast. It'll be epic.
When I was a freshman in college, one of my friends was at MIT. And I'm from like right outside Boston. And his friend had made, because they're MIT organic chemistry students, they did what any self-respecting MIT organic chemistry student would do. And they made vials of liquid acid for themselves. And so we got one, and he called me up, and I went over, and we did the liquid acid.
That's the end of the story.
A cascade, an avalanche of bad decisions that happened afterwards. First, we went around MIT with pieces of chalk, declaring things either art or not art. Which was fine. I mean, that needed to happen. That's fair. And then we got hungry, so we went back to the dorm where we had a bottle of Black Death vodka, which was endorsed by Slash at the time, if you remember. It is not good vodka. But at any rate, we drank it because, you know, that's what you do when you're fucking high. And we watched The Naked Lunch.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
With a hamburger pizza. So to this day, I cannot look at hamburger pizza, smell vodka, or watch The Naked Lunch. But I still call things art or not art.
That's beautiful. I feel like that might be a good note to end on.
Yeah, let's wrap this sucker up.
Any brief shout-outs?
Shout-out to the entire Song Fight community, past and present. RIP to the ones who are no longer with us.
Yeah, and I think a special shout-out at this particular moment to all the people who participated in Nirine.
Yes.
That we competed against and listened to, honestly, like a lot of really great songs. You know,
wholeheartedly agree.
And a lot of like real creativity. This is the reason why you Songfight or you Nirine or whatever, is that here is true unvarnished creativity that's not like corporate prepackaged bullshit.
So you would call it art?
I would call it, I mean, it wants to be art, right? not everything gets there. And I think that a lot of the people who are involved would be the first to admit that. So
can we call one of our albums It Wants to Be Art?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Awesome.
Why wouldn't you? It's going to be the collaboration with the Jerks.
It'll be
Agony Jerk.
Yeah. I already know the song list. The first song will be entitled "We're No Strangers." The second.
That's second, my plan for next April. I'm actually not kidding.
Oh, wait, you're going to have to cut that out so that Glenn can keep his
stupid joke. No, that's fine. I did my Rick Roll one year.